Mother, mentor, and citizen of the world, Maya Angelou was celebrated for nearly 2.5 hours Saturday. Speakers, standing over a bed of white roses and orchids and beneath four large pictures of the literary giant, took turns reminiscing. Her grandson, Elliot Jones, began the service with one of Angelou's poems.
Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide. Welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that is wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise.
Angelou grew up in the Jim Crow South and would come to have a far-reaching literary, cultural, and historical impact. She was a singer, dancer, and close friend to James Baldwin, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X. At the age of 17, she gave birth to her only child, Guy Johnson.
In the midst of our sadness, we are finding joy. You see, the last 10 years of her life were a struggle of pain. She was suffering.
Years before her health began to decline, Angelou spoke at the first inauguration of President Bill Clinton. The two became close. Clinton saw her for the final time last month at an event in Texas celebrating the Civil Rights Act.
And I went over to her and I hugged her and I said, "I cannot believe that you have gotten yourself here." And she said, "Just because I am wheelchair bound doesn't mean I don't get around."
Angelou was well known for her rhythmic delivery and powerful voice. She wrote 7 autobiographical works, including I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings.
Her words were clever and sassy. They were powerful and sexual and boastful.
First Lady Michelle Obama drew the loudest ovations, describing the inspiration and love Angelou had given to so many.
The first time I read Phenomenal Woman, I was struck by how she celebrated black women's beauty like no one had ever dared to before.
The audience included administrators from Wake Forest University, where Angelou taught for more than 30 years, actor Cicely Tyson, and Oprah Winfrey.
The loss I feel, I cannot describe. It's like something I have never felt before. She was my spiritual queen mother, and everything that that word implies.
Angelou's pastor gave a eulogy, and music ranged from gospel to country, one of the great writer's favorite genres. Late in her life, Angelou continued writing, reflecting, and throwing parties at her home in Winston-Salem. In 2011, she received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. As a young child, Angelou was sexually abused and afterward didn't speak for nearly 5 years. Again, President Clinton.
She was without a voice for 5 years, and then she developed the greatest voice on the planet. God loaned her his voice. She had the voice of God, and he decided he wanted it back for a while.
Angelou was 86. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.